We're glad to bring you this message from Timeless Truths Radio Ministry with Pastor Jerry Burns. We trust that you'll be blessed as you apply these timeless truths to your daily life.
Aren't you glad today that God will never leave you and never forsake you, that He is always with us, that bank accounts can fail and investments can fail and relationships can fail, but God will never fail? Aren't you glad that you can look to Him in the difficulties of your life? And this is the message here of God to this people, Judah. Stay in their life. He says here in this scripture that they had turned away from the bread of life. They had turned away from the water of life. And instead, they had turned to supports that would soon be removed. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Revelation. If you would turn there, hold your place in the book of Isaiah, chapter 3 now. I have a marker in my Bible, so I can drop that in there. And let's jump over to the book of Revelation. And let's look at what the Bible says here. The very last book in our Bibles, Revelation chapter number 20. Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 11. Revelation chapter 20 and verse number 11. The Bible says this, "And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away." Now, I want you to notice this expression. I've underlined it in my Bible because I think it's so important to the unregenerate world, the unsaved world. The Bible says, "And there was found no place for them." Think about that expression this morning. It goes along with our message. There was found no place for them. All of their support, all of their foundations were taken away, and they had nothing left. As they stood before the holy God, and the world itself was consumed by fire, they saw everything that they lived for was now gone. Imagine what it must feel like living for this world and for it all to come crashing down. Imagine what it's like to live and build your life upon an economy and it all come crashing down. Imagine priding yourself in your health and it all come crashing down. Imagine building your life upon your relationships in your life with your wife or your children and it all come crashing down. This is how they feel. The Bible says there is no place for them. This world is not my home. We just sang that. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. This must be our attitude as Christians. The Bible says our conversation, our life, our citizenship is found in heaven. We also notice in our text a fallen leadership. A fallen leadership. Now, as we think of this fallen security, we think of the leadership that was taken away. Verse number 2 in our text, the Bible says, back to the book of Isaiah, by the way, and the third chapter here, the Bible says, "The mighty man and the man of war and the judge and the prophet and the prudent and the ancient and the captain of 50 and the honorable man and the counselor and the cunning artificer and the eloquent orator, they will all be taken away." these mighty men, or the expression there are these captains or generals or heroes of war, will all be removed from Judah. They will all be taken away. In fact, the Bible says in verse number 4 that I will give children to be their princes. In other words, they will be ruled by children. Now, it's not speaking of literally a child, but it's talking there that their military will be replaced from experienced generals and heroes and mighty men of war to just children, inexperienced people of war who have no experience whatsoever in battle. God says, I'm going to take away all of that hope from you, that support that you have in your life. In fact, it's going to be so bad in verse 7 of Isaiah chapter 3. The Bible says that they will seek for a general or a leader in their military, and they will pull someone from a home, and they will say, hey, you look like you could lead our military. You go ahead and you lead our military. And he will respond in verse 7. He says, he will say, I'm not a healer. I'm not sufficient to lead. I'm not going to be able to help you. I'm not going to be the solution to your problem. And so we find fallen leadership. We find also fallen morality. Fallen morality. In verse number 8 of Isaiah chapter 3, the Bible says, For Jerusalem is ruined and Judah is fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. Judah had offended God. Now, we are living in a cancel culture. That's what they call it. A cancel culture. And it is everywhere. They'll say, you have free speech as long as you don't offend anyone. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a proponent of going out and offending someone. The problem is people are offended with the truth. And we always preach the truth. We never shy away from the truth. We preach it with love and compassion, but we always preach the truth. It just seems like when Don Cherry was fired from CBC that the whole world started to fall apart. I mean, this cancel culture is everywhere around us. And yet, when I think of this cancel culture and how people are so easily offended with truth, I think about the fact that no one is concerned about offending God. And yet by their actions in our world, and yet in their attitudes, and in their rebellion against what God has established in the home, in the family, in marriage, in government itself, and in the local church, and how they're tearing that apart and reversing it and destroying it, the reality is God is offended with their actions. And yet our world doesn't care. And Judah didn't care. Judah didn't care that they were offending God. In fact, in verse number 9 of chapter 3, the Bible says, the show of their countenance does witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. They weren't ashamed of their sin. They didn't care who knew. They didn't care who they showed it to. They were open about their sin, and they were open about their rebellion. The Bible says that their leadership was fallen, their morality was fallen, and so we see a fallen security. Number 2, would you write this down? There's a faulty system. There's a faulty system. Not only a fallen security, but we also find a faulty system. Verse number 10, the Bible says, say ye to the righteous, that it shall be well with him. For they shall for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Woe unto the wicked, and it shall be ill with them. For the reward of his hands shall be given him. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. O my people, they which lead thee cause thee to err. Underline that in your Bible. It is important for us to understand this. The Bible says that they which lead thee cause thee to err. Listen, sadly, not every teacher speaks of the truth. You know, when I was a child, I remember hearing about computer viruses. And I was a little naive what it meant. I used to think to myself, how in the world can a computer catch a virus? How can it catch a cold? I mean, today I'd be like, how can it catch COVID-19? You know, a computer virus, it doesn't make sense. And then as I grew older and more understood more about computers, I realized that these computer viruses were actually malicious programs that were developed by evildoers to destroy computers. And they were often downloaded unawares.
Hey, it's Josh. We'll get back to the message this morning in just a moment. We want to invite you to join us in this ministry of proclaiming the gospel message to our region. Please pray for us as we endeavor to share God's timeless truths. But also, your financial investment is appreciated. You can send a financial gift by mail to 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N0A7, or using e-transfer by sending your gift to give@kitchenerbaptist.org. This would be a great blessing to us and a help to this ministry. We also want to pray for you and with you. You can head over to kitchenerbaptist.org/pray, complete the form, and we'll add your request to our prayer list. We would love to help you in this way. You can check out our website at kitchenerbaptist.org. You're going to find several free resources to help you in your Christian life, including a free Bible reading schedule. Check it out today. If you have any questions about this morning's message or about God's work in our life each day, please reach out to us using the contact information at kitchenerbaptist.org. We are here to help you in any way that we can, so please do not hesitate to give us a call or send us an email, even if it's just to say hi. Okay, now that we've taken care of these items, we can return to our message. Here, once again, is Pastor Burns.
And I was a little naive. What it meant, I used to think to myself, how in the world can a computer catch a virus? How can it catch a cold? I mean, today I'd be like, how can it catch COVID-19? You know, a computer virus, it doesn't make sense. And then as I grew older and more understood more about computers, I realized that these computer viruses were actually malicious programs that were developed by evildoers to destroy computers. And they were often downloaded unawares. And people would open an email attachment or surf a certain website, and these malicious software would be installed on their computer. The reality is, when you combine intelligent effort with evil and the craving to destroy, misery is the result. Now, all of us want to make a difference. All of us want to make a dent in this world. But some of us will feel like we make a difference by destroying and by hurting and by irritating other people. Listen, that is not making a difference, and that is not the will of God. False teachers, unknowingly inspired by Satan himself, are doing just that. They are out to destroy the truth of God's word. They are tearing down what God has built up, and they are leading people on a pathway of destruction. Judah was following a system that was wrong. They were being taught a system that was wrong, and they were being led to a destructive destination. Now, if we turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7, actually, for the sake of time, you don't have to turn there this morning. But in Matthew chapter 7, it's speaking here of false teachers. In verse 15, it says, beware of false teachers. False teachers are everywhere. Listen, we've had our share of false teachers at Kitchener Baptist Church. I've had to chase away many of them over my years of pastoring. They come in and they try to teach false doctrine. They try to tear down. In fact, the illustration in Matthew 7 is that outwardly they look like sheep. They look like they are harmless, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. They are destructive, and they are waiting to pounce and to destroy. In fact, in Matthew 7, verse 21, The Bible says that one day these false teachers will stand before God and they will say, Lord, Lord, have we not done wonderful things in your name? We've prophesied and we have cast out devils and we've done wonderful works. And the Lord will say, depart from me, I never knew you. You were never a part of my work and my will and my purpose and my plan and my agenda. You were never a part of God's work. You had your own agenda. You were a false teacher. So what I'm saying to you is that there are a lot of false teachers around us in this community. Listen, friends, there's a lot of false teachers on the internet. YouTube is full of false teachers. Listen, don't get sucked in by clickbait and just click around and watch people. Listen, it's not about as much as what they do as what they say. Because Matthew 7 says they've done wonderful things. They've cast out devils. They've prophesied. They've done wonderful things. From the outside would look like they are of God. But they're not of God. The Bible says here to beware of them. Listen to the message that they have to say. Anyone who rejects Christ as the only way to heaven is of the spirit of Antichrist. And he might be a nice guy. You might say, hey, my pastor, I go to so-and-so church or so-and-so denomination, and he's a nice guy, and he does great things. But friend, listen to me. If he's not preaching the gospel, if he's against Christ, then he's not a nice guy, and he's leading you to a destructive end. And we're not looking at denominations here, and we're not attacking denominations. We're just speaking the truth in love here. You got to be careful of false teachers, is what the Bible says. And the Bible says in the scripture that Judah was being led to oppression. They weren't being led to victory. They weren't being led to help them. They were being led, verse 12, to oppression. In fact, the Bible says that women and children, which I believe speaks of the inexperienced influence of that day, were going to rule over them. And so the thought of the passage of scripture is that because they were following after the pathway of this influence and this leadership within Judah, here Isaiah is saying, listen, you are being led away to oppression, not help and not you're being led to victory, you're being led to oppression. But also they were led to destruction, verse number 12. It speaks here that the pathway that they were on was a pathway of destruction. The word destroy there means to swallow up. And so they were on their pathway that would consume them, would destroy them. This is what the Bible is saying. And so there's a fallen security. There's a faulty system. They're trusting in themselves and their false gods, and they're not looking to God. And they had a security that would soon be pulled from underneath them. And we see if we could, thirdly, and I'll be done here. I know I'm a little long here this morning, but stay with me. Please stay with me. Number three, look at this. There's a foiled society. A foiled society. Not only a fallen security and a faulty system, but we see, thirdly, there's a foiled society. Look what the scripture says, verse 14. The Bible says this, the Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people and the princes thereof, for ye have eaten up the vineyard. The spoil of the poor is in your houses. And what mean ye that ye beat my people to pieces and grind the faces of the poor, saith the Lord, God of hosts. The illustration here is of the leadership and the influence of the day. And they were taking advantage of the people and they were leading them to destruction. And here the Bible is saying the idea here that they had eaten up the vineyard means that they had foiled or destroyed the country. They had ruined the people. Because of the direction that they were leading them, they had turned away from the purpose that God had. And God had a glorious purpose and a wonderful purpose. And yet because of the teaching and direction that the people were led in, they had become self-sufficient and didn't need God. And God is saying, here, listen to me. There's a fallen security because of a faulty system. And now we have a foiled society because you had turned away from my purpose. And now this people is useless to me. Children of Israel were supposed to show other nations that they served the true God, and now they were just one of them. And God is saying there's a foiled society. I can no longer use this people. Judgment is the only way. Judgment is the only way. I want to remind you again that God's purpose is never destruction. It's always construction. And God's final mark is never to destroy, but always to deploy his will and his way. And God had a remnant that God would use in a wonderful way. And so the Bible says that this people had become a proud nation. By the way, when you have a false security and you have a faulty system, the end is going to be pride. And if that's your life today, if you have a faulty security and you have a false security and a faulty system, then the end of your life, you're going to be proud. You're going to start looking to yourself and you're going to think, wow, I did pretty well. I mean, I built the count. I'm pretty strong. I've exercised every day. I mean, I got this under control. I don't need God. God, why would I need you? I mean, look at my life. It's pretty good. I've done all these things by the work of my own hand. And you know what God has to do? God says, listen, if you don't humble yourself, you're going to be humiliated. You're going to see that all of those things in your life, they don't help you. They're not going to protect you. And so there's a proud nation, and God illustrates this proud nation in verses 16 to 23. And he talks of a woman that is proud in the way that she looks. And I don't think this is specifically talking about the women of Judah, but I think he's illustrating the whole nation of Judah. And he's saying, listen, you're like this woman who walks around and she looks nice and she smells nice and she has a proud look among her. But he says, I'm going to change all of that. She's all decked out and she's all beautiful and she's a real sight to behold. But God says, I'm going to take away that pride. And he says, the sweet smell will be replaced with a stink. And the beautiful hair is going to be replaced with baldness. And the girdle, he says, it's going to be replaced with a rent, which is a symbol of poverty. In other words, a nation that was so strong, verse 26, would soon become desolate. Nothing. Useless. This is the message of God. And it's not just to Judah, friend. I believe it's to us today. Because if we were honest with ourselves, it is so easy for us to become self-sufficient. And I don't even think we mean to do it. But all of a sudden, we take our eyes off God as our staff and our stay. And we place it on other things, a bank account, our health, economies, whatever you want to call it, friendships, relationships, even a church, even ministry can be what's important instead of God. And this is wrong. And God says, humble yourself or I'm going to take it away. And I'm going to show you that I must be first place in your life. What's the application for our life today? Well, answer this question. What is your staff and what is your stay? And be honest with God. Maybe you need the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you in your life. What is your confidence? Is it the Lord? Or is it health or wealth or the economy or relationships? Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's politics. Maybe it's your own ability. What are you hoping on? What are you standing on? What is your support in your life today? Listen, friend, we must look to the Lord. If we take our eyes off of the Lord, then we're going to have a fallen and a false security, a faulty system, and then it'll soon be a foiled purpose, and we become ineffective for God to use our life. And friend, I'm here to tell you, as a preacher of the Word of God, if that's your testimony, you are in for a world of hurt, because God's going to have to wake you up. God's going to have to show you that He is the only support that you need in your life. Let me close with this simple poem. God has not promised skies always blue, flower strewn pathways all our life through. God has not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God has promised strength for the day, rest for the labor, light for the way, grace for the trials, help from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. I don't know about you, but I think I'd rather build my life on God. Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you've done. Thank you so much for your blessings. Help us, Lord, as we look to you in these days. Help us, Lord, to keep you as our staff and our stay. Lord, it's so easy to be tempted.
Thank you for tuning into our program today. Timeless Truths is a ministry of Kitchener Baptist Church in Kitchener, Ontario. We are a refreshingly conservative Baptist church that preaches the Word of God. For more information about our ministries and how we can be a blessing to you, visit timelesstruthsradio.com. Our radio program is available because of the faithful prayers and financial support from listeners like you. You can support our ministry by sending a financial gift to Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N-0A7. That's Timeless Truths Radio Ministry at 1720 Glasgow Street, Kitchener, Ontario, N2N-0A7. To learn more about how you can help this ministry, visit our website at timelesstruthsradio.com. Do you know the Jesus we talked about in this program? You can know abundant eternal life through Jesus Christ right now. Say yes to Jesus today. Ask him to save you. Fully trust in him. Learn more about Jesus and how you can have eternal life through him by watching our video at kitchenerhope.com. Hey Christian, have you ever wanted to read the Bible through in 1 year? We have an easy-to-follow Bible reading schedule that will help you succeed. You can visit timelesstruthsradio.com to learn more. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning. Join us next week when we open our Bibles and study God's timeless truths.